这次已经来到第六章第七章了。
Thank the Lord. Today we have this opportunity to share God's word, and today we'll be speaking about 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Indeed, when I was seeking before the Lord,
我就用这些的话来对弟兄姐妹们一个勉励。
May the Lord use these words to encourage all of us.
保罗怎样成为神的工人？
We'll see how Paul turned into God's servant.
就是他蒙召，被呼召成为神的工人，一生来服侍神。
And when he was called into his service, he served him all his life.
而且能够在哥林多教会里面，这种非常困难的一个教会里面，来教导他们，来彼此和好。来敬拜神。
How he was preaching to the church of Corinth, which is a quite difficult situation, how they can be in harmony with each other and serve the Lord. Let's bow our head and pray.
谢谢你给我这样子。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the grace you gave us. Help me to share your word clearly in front of everyone.
在我违背的时候，自己得着益处。
When I was preparing, I was already blessed by you.
而且听的人也因着保罗的教导得到了祝福。
May everyone hearing this word, also blessed by the teaching of Paul.
那我们在你的话语里面准备我们如何
？So in the light of your word, we prepare ourselves to serve you.
建立你自己荣耀的教会。
And to establish your glorious church.We praise you in your name.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 那我们打开哥林多后书第六章这边的话，
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
我们看到今天的主题，讲到的主题，我谢谢这个卓勇把我翻译得很好。
Today's theme is that Paul's defense of his ministry of gospel.
我把它分作三点讲。
I have three points I want to share.
第一点就是说不可徒受神的恩典。
First, do not receive God's grace in vain.
第二的话就是在各样事情上表明是神的用人，保罗他自己要表现成。
Second, command as God's servant in every way, just as Paul did.
因为保罗在这里被格林多教会有很大的误会啊，说他是讲话不算数啊，说要来就来，没有来。
Here, the Church of Corinth had some misunderstanding with Paul, and they accused him not keeping his promise to come to them.
而且他讲话很厉害。
And they also said his words was harsh.
所以他要这两点来表明他的身份跟他所说的话。
So he has to proclaim his identity and why he spoke that way.
那第三点的话就是到末段的时候，从六章十四节到七节，但是我还会连到后面还有勾几节出来说，我们这个哥林多教会啊，你要分别，你要认罪，分别为圣，来一起服侍神。
Lastly, from 6:14 all the way through chapter 7 verse 1, Paul was urging the church of Corinth to repent and perfecting holiness out of reverence of God.
能够抓住这几点就够了。
If we can pay attention to these three things, then we have enough.
第一点，我们是觉得说不可徒受神的恩典。
So let's look at we shall not receive God's grace.
在六章一到三节中间说，我们与神同工的，劝你们不可徒受他的恩典。
Here in verse 1-3, Paul said, as God's fellow workers, we urge you do not receive God's grace.
因为他说，在悦纳的时候，我应允了你们。
For the Lord has said, in the time of my favor, I heard you.
在拯救的日子我救了你们。
In the days of salvation, I helped you.
看啊，现在是悦纳的时候， 现在正是拯救的时候。
And behold, this is the time of my favor, and this is the day of salvation.
这个话不是宣告说不信的是也是非常好，因为这宣告说耶稣基督要救赎我们，我们的信他，就在这个时候。
This proclamation is also good news to the unbeliever. It says that, come now, and God wants to save you now.
但是我里面更深的意思，保罗是要他接受这个祝福，让这个教会能够合而为一的蒙悦纳，接受他所传的福音，与神和好，与你们人中间彼此的和好。
But I want to share with you something that's deeper than it. As a church, he's urging the Corinthians to be in harmony with each other, so they can serve the Lord and do things to please Him.
那我们接一下保罗如何有这样子的积极的心。我们 提到提前一章二到十七节，我们就看见保罗他从前如何从一个逼迫教会人成为一个蒙恩的罪人。
And we can see Paul's earnestness in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12 to 17, how he was turned into a worst of sinners, a persecutor to God's servant.
我还没有用会电脑，所以一打你们就可以看了，但是我借着圣经来读给大家听。如果你有圣经的话，你打开提摩太前书一章十二节到十七节，这是保罗的见证。
I'm not too familiar with computers, so I can't show you PowerPoint presentation, but we can read the Bible verses. So please turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1. We'll read 12 through 17.
十二节说，我感谢那给我力量的我们主基督耶稣，因为他以我有忠心派我服侍他。
Verse 12. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has given me strength, that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service.
我从前是亵渎神的。
Even though I was once a blasphemer.
逼迫人的。
And a persecutor.
亵慢人的。
And a violent man.
然而我蒙神的怜悯，因为我是 不信不明白时候做的。
I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief.
第十四节说，并且我主的恩是格外的丰盛，使我在耶稣基督耶稣里面有信心和爱心。
In verse 14, the grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus.
所以保罗在这里宣告一件事情，说耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的，在罪人中我是罪魁。
So now Paul made a proclamation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst.
他这样子厉害逼迫教会的人被主关照以后，他信主了，他的心是何等的感恩呢。
So such a persecutor of the church, he was saved, and he was very thankful for that.
我看到他的回应，十六节说，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因为耶稣基督要在我这个罪人罪魁的身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做什么？做榜样啊。
So he's explaining verse 16, but for that very reason I was shown mercy so that in me the worst of sinners Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example.
自己经历了神的恩典，何等的恩典， amazing grace。 所以他传福音的时候自己就是个活的见证。
He is a living example because he personally experienced God's unlimited patience and grace.
像我这样子的罪魁逼迫教会的人现在能信耶稣。
He said, look at me, the worst of sinner, a persecutor of the church, but I can be a believer of God.
就是要在你们中间做个榜样，后来信的人一个榜样。
So I can be an example for those who will believe on him.
哇，他赞美唱称颂这一句话的时候，这就讲到十七节，但愿尊贵荣耀与那不能朽坏不能看见永世的君王独一的真神直到永永远远，他的主他的神啊，你是这样子的一位神，我怎么不能感谢你。
He was so moved to praise the GodPraise God, in verse 17, he said, Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. For such God, how can he stop giving praise?
John Edward 就用了这一句的话来表现我们的神是如何的爱我们，他是何等的尊贵荣耀的神来寻找我们这不配的人啊。
So we can see from these words how our glorious God came to seek us sinners.
所以保罗在这边对福音的负担，他这边讲你就是不可徒受神的恩典啊。
So Paul has this burden of the gospel. He said, do not receive God's grace in vain.
我就是一个蒙恩得救的人。
I am a sinner saved by grace.
所以我有传福音的责任。
So I have this responsibility to share the gospel with others.
我们再用神的话来看看他怎么讲这句话。哥林多前书九章十六到十八节。
Let's also turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16 through 18. Let's see how he spoke about that.
我们就用神的话来说，不是说我们自己哎，我以后要教如何读经的时候，你们读经要读得明白，听到的时候就有意思。
And we want to see how God's word describes these things. So even in the Sunday school class, we'll talk about this, and you will find more benefits in reading the Bible.
这里十六节，九章十六节说到这个十九节，十八节，我传福音原是没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我就活有祸了。
Yet when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel.
为什么有祸？
Why will he have boast if he doesn't preach?
你扣留了神的恩典，福音的性质，你没有办法传出去。
For he would be withholding God's grace and not sharing with others.
我传福音，若甘心做这件事情就有赏赐，若不甘心，哎，保罗讲话的责任已经临到我这里了，交托我了。
And interesting, Paul says, if I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not voluntarily, I am simply discharging the trust.
既是这样，十八节说，我的赏赐是什么呢？就是我传福音的时候，叫人不花钱得福音，免得我用尽我传福音的什么权柄。
Verse 18, what then is my reward? Just this, that in preaching the gospel I may offer it free of charge, and so not make use of my rights in preaching it.
所以保罗常常讲的，你们要学习我，像我学习基督一样。
So Paul often says, follow my example, as I follow the example of Christ.
因为主为着爱我们降世成人。
For the Lord descended into this world and became man.
我要拯救罪人。
To save the sinners.
保罗是一个至死忠心跟随主的人，耶稣讲说，若有人跟随我，就当舍己背起自己十字架来跟随我。
As our Lord teaches, if anyone wants to follow me, he must deny himself and bear his own cross and follow him. So Paul is faithful all the way even to death.
所以他一生中间就向这个标杆直跑，为什么呢？
So he kept pressing on toward the goal all his life. Why did he do that?
因为他碰到真正的主向他显现。
Because he had seen the Lord.
在大马士的路上，他拿着这个大公会的这个指令要去捉拿着信徒的时候。
On his way to Damascus, he has the command from the Sanhedrin to catch the believers.
骑在马上，忽然大光照着他。
And while he was on the horse, there's a great light shining.
他看不见的时候，从马上掉下来。
And he fell from the horse back.
他听见说，扫罗，扫罗。
And he heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul.
他说你是谁？
And he asked, Who are you?
耶稣讲话，耶稣是我们的教会的头，他在天上纪念我们的身体受逼迫。他讲话，我就是你逼迫的耶稣基督。
And Jesus Christ, he's the head of the church, and he's concerned with his body that's being persecuted on earth. So he spoke to Paul, he said, I am Jesus, whom you're persecuting.
主摸着他的心。
And the Lord touches his heart.
你是谁？他问。
And he kept on asking, Who are you, Lord?
我就是你逼迫的主耶稣。
And the answer is, I am Jesus Christ, whom you're persecuting.
他起来的时候，我们圣灵印证了。 他下来以后听见这话都心中，那我怎么办？怎么做？
When he stood up again and he had this question in his heart, what should I do now?
他还没有信主以前，他保罗还没有信主以前，神就借着圣灵差遣阿拿尼亚来。
And before he believed, and Holy Spirit moved another brother Ananias to come to him.
所以他就走到那个地方，把保罗接到家里。
And Ananias went to Paul and took him home.
保罗到里面去，他为他祷告，祷告以后，他脸上好像有鳞片掉下来。
And as Ananias took Paul home and prayed for Paul, and there was things like looked like scale falling from Paul's eyes.
他这个保罗以后讲的，我以前是凭着这个肉身的外表来认识耶稣基督。
And Paul later on said, I was looking at Jesus by flesh.
现在我不凭外表，我要凭内心，所以他里面的心打开了。
Now he said, I would not know Jesus just by appearance, but by the Spirit inside.
他是神的儿子。
He is Son of God.
他是爱我的主。
He's the Lord who loves me.
他是拯救我的主。
He's my Savior.
所以保罗说，我是何等的罪人，怎么能够辜负这个恩典？
And so that's why Paul said, what a sinner I am, how I can disregard this such grace.
阿拿尼亚还借着主的话说，保罗你要去传福音，因为你受了托付了。
And Ananias also,told Paul that Paul, you need to go preach gospel because you have been entrusted this.
你成为外邦人的福音的指示。
And you will be the evangelist for the Greek world.
The minister, 传给那些执政掌权的。
And you will preach to the rulers.
And 传给那些以色列人。
And you also preach to the Israelites.
所以异象差动了保罗。
And this vision keeps moving Paul.
一生他不会忘记。
In all his life, he never forgot.
所以说，保罗说：“我不出受神的恩典，我必须要传。不传福音，我有祸。”
That's why Paul said, "If I don't preach gospel, woe to me."
第二点就是说，他在各样事上面表明他是神的用人。
Secondly, Paul is commending himself as God's servant in every way.
我们看到保罗。在哥林多后书第四章已经讲过了，他受了这个职分以后呢，他自己就要很严谨的对自己来做一个福音执事的这种传福音的责任跟福音的内容。我们看第四章第一节到第四节这一节。
Let us look 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1 through 4. Here Paul is trying to explain how after receiving such commission, how he prepared himself.
我既然蒙了怜悯，受了这职分，就不丧胆。
Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart.
乃将那暗昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不讲谬论，不讲神的不讲谬讲神的道理，只将真理表现出来，好将我在神面前用良心呢来跟你们介绍，凭着良心做事。
Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commit ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
如果我们的福音蒙蔽是蒙蔽在那个灭亡人身上，他们不愿意，心甘愿不愿意接受啊。
And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing because they have hardened their hearts.
而且保罗很清楚讲，我到你们教会来只传一件事情，就是耶稣基督并他钉十字架，就是他我所传的，不传别的。
And Paul clearly said, when I came to you, I only spoke of one thing, that is Jesus Christ and his crucifixion on the cross.
那我们今天讲到第六章的时候，为什么他摆着这么多，从第六章三节底下说很多很多事情就写出来说，这个被监禁、被打、被困了，做什么？要吹牛吹自己吧。Boss yourself.
So we have this question, why Paul mentioned so many things, starting from verse 3, mentioned about being beaten in prison and all these things. Was he trying to boast about himself?
保罗是说我是被你们逼的。
Paul said, I was compelled to do this by you.
我本来不想讲自己的这个长处，我是我跟你讲我的软弱啊。
I did not want to boast about my strength, but I should boast about my weakness.
但是我要你们了解我在主里面的受苦，你们知道吗？
But you have to know my suffering in the Lord.
我爱你们的心，你们知道吗？
The love I have for you, do you know?
所以他就把这些他所做的事情，行事为人，这些事情就是一个生命流露的表现给你们看。
So he started to describe all these things he experienced as just a revelation of his life.
这个在十一章里面讲得更深了，被鞭打，被棍打，几次几次讲得很清楚，工人的受苦。
And in chapter 11, he even gave more detail how many times he was flogged and he was beaten.
我在这里读的时候，我只记得了。如果你用四经讲道，讲的两个钟头就没有办法讲完了，因为你必须接四里面的一句一句像讲什么。
If we want to look at every word here in detail, even 2 hours is not enough. Because there's deep meaning in this.
所以我就是抓的那个圣灵的这个经义里面，要这几句话简单的把它带过去。
So, I want to.Let the Holy Spirit guide us to look at the most important part.
前面呢，第四节、第五节就讲到一个工人在生活跟这个传福音上面必须有的困境。
Verse 4 and 5 talks about as God ministered all those difficulties he must.
如果你要献身的话，这些看了以后，你要仔细思考是不是要奉献的，做传神的工人。
If you want to commit to a God's ministry, you must realize, you must understand all these things that will happen to you.
生活上面的话，我们必须要忍耐患难困苦，这些贫穷，传道人生活是有这种现象的。
As God's minister, you will experience these trouble, hardship, and distress.
鞭打、监禁、扰乱就是 riot， 而且你自己的操练上面要谨慎。要祷告，不住的睡觉是睡不够，整夜在那边祷告，神来引导你前面道路。
Sometimes even beatings and imprisonment and riots can come your way, but you need to train yourself in righteousness by praying endlessly. That's why sometimes there are sleepless nights.
保罗因为有这种生命的见证，他就用底下的几句话把它稍微的带过去。如果你没有读这一章，这整个哥林多前后书。跟这里面的话，你不知道他说了这句话说，这以后的话，第六节这边说圣灵的感化啊，无为的爱心，真实的道理，神的大能，仁义的兵器在左在右，说什么？
We must know that Paul is sharing his life testimony. Otherwise, you won't understand what Paul is talking about here in verse 6 and 7. Many things.
保罗在这里讲圣灵感化的时候，就在生命中间，保罗也讲到有宝贝啊，在我里面，所以他在生命上面受了圣灵跟圣灵所应用的福音的大能，上面讲过，在宝贝在瓦器里面的。
So Paul is sharing that he has Holy Spirit in him.And the power of Holy Spirit works in him. That's why he said, we have treasure in this jar of clay.
有这样能力在里面的这个宝贝，在那个显在我这个不配人的身上，显出神福音的大能来。
So Paul said, because we have this powerful treasure in this unworthy person of me, but God's power can be revealed.
这个无为的爱心中间，这个爱心他自己是要很诚恳的表现出。我对你们是像父母一样的爱来爱你们，我没有对你们有任何在物质上的要求。
And he also talked about the sincere love here. He said, "I love you like a parent loves the children. I do not demand anything from you."
后面有讲了，就问了哥林多教会，我什么时候占了你们便宜啊
？And he later on he even challenged the Corinthians. He said, "Did I take advantage of you any time?"
哎呀，我所派的人提摩太跟那个提多到你们教会，有没有得到你们的好处
？And when I send Timothy and Titus to you, did they also receive anything from you?
真实的道理，他这边写真实的道理就是我传的时候，只传耶稣跟他钉十字架。
The truthful speech is about what he was preaching, Jesus Christ and his crucifixion on the cross.
但是你们中间受了那些假使徒跟那些假先知或者是来传道的人受到影响了。
But you were influenced by those false prophets and the false apostles.
我必须要讲得很清楚。
So he said, I must speak clearly.
如果他们再传另外一个耶稣，
if they preach a different kind of Christ,
受另外一个圣灵，
another kind of Holy Spirit,
传另外一个福音，
another kind of gospel,
不是我所讲的耶稣基督是救主，
not that Jesus Christ is our Savior.
除了这些东西，你还要受上隔离，还要受到规条来规矩。
If on top of salvation we add regulations and circumcision,
他们传输福音的时候是十字架的绊脚石。
They're the stumbling block for the cross.
他们的神是他们自己的豆腐。
Their God is just their stomach.
为了生活而去传福音，这是不对。
They're just trying to make a profit, and this is wrong.
保罗说：“我要杜绝这些人到你们中间来。”
Paul said, "I pray that these people will not come to you."
让这些人没有机会在你们生根建造。
So that these people will not have any chance to put their thoughts in you.
最后，他这边也提到说，什么叫做神的大能啊
？And lastly, he mentioned the power of God.
神的功能必须靠神的大能才能做事情。
If God's servant, you must work.Using power of God.
身体毁坏了，保罗受这样鞭打，受这样刺激。说身体虽然毁坏，我里面的人就是一天新是一天。我都是看到现在所受的这些清清苦，比着将来那个无限的荣耀，算不着什么。
So Paul said, even though I was afflicted physically, but I was renewed every day inside.
死我是面对了，天天面对死，好让基督的生能够从我里面出来。
He said, I face death every day, so the life of Christ.
这是基督的香气。
And that is the body of Christ.
这是人不能做的。
This is not something that man.
是一个生命的流露出来的。
And this is just.
你所领受的有多少？你所放出来的原因，在这里讲的时候，就像我们上面牧者所说的，从死里复生，从船上到路上，从路上到我们教会。如何在神的面前享受神复活的大能
？So you can only manifest what you have received. That's just our pastor has shared with us a couple weeks ago.
这表明他是真的神的仆人。
And that reveals that you are a true servant of God.
到最后的时候说有这个兵器啊，仁义的兵器在左边，在右边，讲什么
？And then he talked about this weapons of righteousness in the right hand and left hand. What is he talking about?
就是你到了以弗所说的时候，你要配上全副的军装。
And in Ephesians we know better. There he mentioned the full armor.
传福音到一个程度，不是原理，只是对你这个身讲。他们那些邪神鬼怪也要做事的，去抓人，把人带到别的地方去。
So we're preaching the gospel and we're fighting those devils and evil spirits.
在右边的就是什么呢？在左边是什么呢？右边的话，你拿着左边拿着藤牌，你要保护你自己的，免得受到仇敌的诡计的攻击。
The left hand you have the shield, so you're protected.
教会里面最坏的一件事情就是讲这些闲言闲语，把保罗给搞垮下来。
And those people who are spreading words behind his back and try to.
另外一个就是他必须要举起圣灵的宝剑来打。
And his right hand, he has the sword and given by the Holy Spirit to fight the battle.
讲到底下十一十二章的时候，这个用这个攻击攻破敌人的营垒，把人从里面无论是不信、怀疑，甚至亵渎中间救出来，把人心救出来。
And with these, he can overcome the power of the enemy. He can save people out of disbelief and doubt.
保罗在这圣灵的感化中，他的人生到了一个极大的一个升华了。
And he was influenced, moved by God so much, and he's reaching a high point.
底下就讲说，有批评的，有好名的，有坏名的，这些都无所谓了。
And he said, "I don't care about the good reports, bad reports."
只要神的名字得荣耀就可以了。
If the name of God is glorified, then I'm satisfied.
在这里的时候，他最后的讲说，就是等于说，他知道如何的在生活中间处贫富。
And also, he mentioned that he knows how to live his life in plenty.
做传道人有很多事情是暗中的工作，你看不见的。
There are many things that God's minister do is. But it's hidden.
是24小时的工作。
It's a work that is 24 hours.
所以你付他的钱, 工资多少, it, 不够。
And even the so-called salary you pay ministers, that's not really enough.
他是付上生命来做耶稣基督的仆人。
So he put down his life to serve as the servant of Jesus Christ.
这边讲的非常喜乐，我读了以后也很喜乐。第九节跟你讲的。
Then Paul rejoiced greatly in verse 9.
他说，似乎不为人所知，却是为人人所共知。
Said known yet regarded as unknown.
似乎是忧愁，却是常常的快乐。
Sorrowful yet always rejoicing.
你做过神仆人的人，你问问他们真正做的，有时是很忧愁，但想起主的爱的那个喜乐无穷啊。
And if you ever ask God's minister, you will know, they will tell you that they experience this great joy in their service.
似乎是贫穷，就叫许多人富足。
Poor yet making many rich.
似乎一无所有，就是样样都有。
Having nothing and yet possess
everything. Oh, wonderful, wonderful Savior. 主的祝福是这样子，在灵里面，在富足中间，是给所有工作的工人一个赏赐。
And he's a wonderful Savior. He blessed all those who serve him.
主耶稣来的时候，他是富有的，他却成为贫穷。
If we look at the Lord, when he came, he was rich, but for us, he turned poor.
却叫我们在属灵的生命中间，我们能够成为一个富足的人。
So that spiritually, we can become rich.
好，底下我们要讲第三点了。 Now
we want to share the third point.
哥林多人呐，十一节说，我向你们口是张开的，心呢？
是宽宏的。And verse 11, Paul said, "We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, and opened wide our hearts to you."
一个工人，他在这个 communication 这种交通上面，他是一个非常敞开的。As
God's servant, he must open his heart wide and share with others.
有的工人比较稳重谨慎，他保守，讲话的时候比较保守。
And some of them may be more cautious, though they're careful with their words.
有的比较刚强壮胆，或者说话比较直的，有时候我就是这样子得罪人。
And some are more outspoken and maybe sometimes speak too fast.
保罗就讲，我向你们口是张开，我没有一件事情不教导你们。
Paul said, I spoke freely to you. I did not hide anything from you.
我没有将所有我所学习的耶稣基督里面的真实的道理，像保罗跟那个提摩太，不向你教导。I
did not keep any truths I learned in Jesus Christ from you.
我的心是宽宏的。For
my heart is wide open to you.
保罗的话，我想他最喜欢的一个教会就是腓立比教会。And
we know that Paul's one of the church he loves most is the church of Philippi.
喜乐的教会。A
church of rejoice.
与他同工的教会。
A church that co-working with him.
经济上支持他只有这个教会。
And the church that support him financially.
而且能够派人来去跟他一起同工坐牢的也有。
And they send his co-workers to help him.
Hallelujah,赞美主。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我们现在在请工人的时候,
if we're seeking full-time workers,
你要请哪些工人来到我们这里?
What characteristic are you looking for in this person?
保罗就说，你们对我的心是狭窄的。Paul
said that your heart is not wide open to me.
你有很多东西在里面，这是你们自己的私心的想法，想我是来占你们的便宜。And
you have many thoughts in your mind, thinking that I was just trying to take advantage of you.
但愿神，他说以凭良心来做，你们就是我的荐书，写的信，接受书。And
Paul said, with a clear conscience, each one of you is actually my letter of reference to God.
现在要请牧师，要人介绍三封信，有的教会。
And now if we're commonly, if we're looking for pastors, we could ask for a recommendation letter.
保罗就说，我用福音生了你们。
Paul said, I give you birth in gospel.
你们的信心所见证的就是我的信。
And your faith testify my faith.
你们就接受别的弟兄。
if you receive those false teachers, other brothers,
他们用他自己的分量来比,
they speak for themselves.
我不需要,
I won't do that.
因为我是真实的,
because I am sincere.
我在神面前是有领受的,
for I have received things from God.
我的心是被主耶稣基督摸过的,
my heart was touched by Jesus Christ.
我以基督的心为心,
I have Jesus Christ's heart as my heart.
我体会基督耶稣的心肠,
and I yearn to know about Jesus' mind.
我传福音要补足教会的亏欠,
so I preach the gospel to fulfill what's lacking in
the church. 教会不是有亏欠, 教会是在是说保罗的亏欠，教会里面是因为福音不能传出去的，他要去补。
And Paul said, because you're lacking in sharing the gospel, so I have to preach more.
所以我们感谢神, 心是这样子的心, 祂外面是披在基督, 外表行出来也是基督。
So with such heart inside, and he clothes Christ outside, and everything he does,
所以才有真正的基督的香气从里面出来的。
Then we can see the fragrance of Christ.
不是假装出来的。
And this, he's not a pretending.
最后的他这里在跟他讲的这些话的时候, 我就应用 application, 有一个 application 我想讲。
Let's now look at how we can apply God's word in our life.
我们在这里的时候, 我们看到工人的时候, 我们要是说, 好, 我们现在要请工人, 我一直在祷告主啊, 这样的工人来的时候, 是怎么样的一个工人, 我只是愿意做主啊, 我们这个工人是, 是你所配钱的。
And you know that our church is seeking full-time ministers. When I was praying about this, I asked God, what kind of minister we will receive.
我也祷告说主啊, 求你在我们中间兴起你自己的爱心爱的人。
And also I prayed, maybe Lord, you will raise up someone that you desire.
因为他们在我们羊群生活很久了。
Because those will be living among us for a long time.
他知道我们群羊的情况。
And he would know more about the need of the flock.
我们为他祷告。
Let's pray for him.
我不敢讲。
I do not.
但由神自己动工, 坐在这些愿意服侍神的弟兄们身上。
And may God keep working on those who are willing to serve.
现在我们教会有三个人在那边治理。
Now we have three brothers served in.
神的分派不会错,
and God will not make mistakes.
三股合成的绳子是很坚固的。
A rope that made of three threads is a strong one.
三个人不抵过一个牧师外面请来的吗?
Can this not be better than a minister that we look for from outside?
我不是要转移你们自己的心意。
I'm not trying to change your mind.
这里保罗就是讲, 真的是说, 我愿你们祷告, 你们一定要祷告人罪, 你们中间有纷争, 接板说我是彼得, 属彼得, 我是属基法彼得, 我是亚波罗的, 我是保罗的, 我是更精诚的, 我是基督的。
And Paul urged the Corinthians that you must pray. You have factions in your church. You have some claim you're for Peter, some claim you're for Apollo, some say I belong to Christ.
我没有为你们钉十字架,
Paul said, I was not crucified on the cross.
我也没有为你们受洗, 除了两个人,
and I did not even baptize except two.
教会是神的家,
church is the house of God.
是属于神的,
it belongs to God.
神要兴起这些人来的时候, 我们要一起为他祷告。
So may God raise these people, and we also need to pray for them.
保罗底下到最后要提了, 如果我讲这些话, 你们不悔改的话,
then Paul also admonished them, now I taught you these, and if you do not repent,
中间还有淫乱了。
You also have sexual immorality among.
还有一些还没有信清楚的那些闲杂的人.
There's some people who do not have a clear belief in Christ.
只有你们合而为一，在神面前祷告的时候.
You must come pray in harmony.
你的 harmony 这是合一的时候，神才会做工。
And only if you're in harmony, then God will start His work.
所以保罗底下第七章中间有一句话就是说，如果你这围着神的事工忧愁来祷告的时候，那个生出来的就不是忧愁了。
And that's why Paul mentioned that later that if you have you have sorrow for God's work, then the sorrow will not produce regret.
第七章第四节，我跳到那里讲说，因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的后悔来，以至于得救世事的忧愁。
And here in chapter 7, verse 10 says, Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death.
如果你要做你自己的兴趣，我的工人，我要的都是这个想象是这样子的人。
And if you have your own interest and you have a certain image in your heart that the ministry should be like this,
我有喜乐，感情跟这个比较好。
And I like this person more, and I favor this person.
你要照我的意思。
And let's do it my way.
我现在祷告说，我们放下来。
And let's pray that we put all.
我们在神面前一起祷告。
Let's pray, all pray before God.
我们回嘴人罪就是把我们叫做世人的意思，在这个意思是照你自己的意思求，不是照神的意思求。对不对讲？
We should repent, because sometimes we pray. In our own will, not according to His will.
他说：“你看，十一节说，你看，你们依着神的意思忧愁，就生出何等的殷勤呢？”
And verse 11 says, "See what this godly sorrow has produced in you: what earnestness and eagerness."
自是自恨、恐惧、想念，以后就热心。这个指责的话，就自己指责自己。看见了，我自己不配，我没有资格讲这些话，我没有讲这些论断的话。保罗说：“我都不论断。”连我自己都不乱定我自己，因为神自己要做主宰，要论断，他要明白，他要知道谁是属于他的人。
And Paul mentioned these many manifestations of repentance. Paul said, "I do not even judge myself, so let's not judge each other."
我就是举一个比较几个例子，简单的讲说，如果我们看到我们需要的工人是怎么样合适，我们很知道一个老仆人。这个老仆人讲了一句话，因为他在这里很久了，就是唐佑智牧师。
If we are looking for, if we're thinking about what kind of pastor fits our church, I want to share with an example, and this is from an experienced servant of God. His name is 唐佑智。唐佑智。
他说：“你们。”如果因为他在北美看到很多教会从查金邦建立到教会的时候，就讲说，你们要建立教会的时候，你要先知道你自己的体系组织是怎么样。
He has seen many church built up all across North America. So he said, if you want to build up church, first you want to know what kind of system you have.
如果是浸信会的，要浸信会的组织在哪里？
If you belong to the denomination like Baptist, you follow theirs.
长老会的有长老会。
And Presbyterian follow theirs.
弟兄会有弟兄会的主。
And Brethren Church and have theirs.
因着这样子，他们照着他们的主织来行政施行，在教会里面执行，在事务上怎么行。
And the administration is done through this organization.
灵命上的带领是怎么样带领？
And the spiritual leadership, how was that done?
我们可以这么讲。我现在自己的感觉中间，或者是追求中间，我已经把这些东西都放下了。
I can openly share with you that in my own pursuit, I have put down all these things.
神兴起的工人是照着他被选召的时候，依着他的恩赐来施行。
God will raise His minister and through His calling and give him His gift.
我这里受过他们。教训呢，在查啊，不在这个夏令会，或者是东西，或者是美中，这些人我看过了，有的在，有的不在。底下一个就是第一个我介绍的是周祖培牧师。
I have seen many God servants in many of these revival meetings. First, I want to mention is Pastor 周祖培。
他的看见就看到北美来这么多中国、台湾、香港各区来精英，在美国读书的时候。如何来把这个福音传达给他们？
and he saw that all these students coming from Asia, the Chinese speaking regions, and his burden is to share gospel with them.
所以他有这个校园的工作里面就讲到这个校园留学生的叫做使者协会就有了来推辞他。
He labored at the campus to preach gospel in this, you have heard the ambassador ministry.
我们就看到我们到中间来教导我们也有神学院来的院长耶利公牧师还有这个林道亮院长。
And I have also, seen some of the pastors like Pastor Yu Li Gong and Lin Dao Liang.
他们就是我们的教会工人跟主日学这些都是天国栽培天国的人才。
They say that the minister in the church, the Sunday school teachers, these are all the treasures of the kingdom of heaven.
特别是余立公牧师说教学神学院不够还要在什么身体力行他亲自来跟这些学生们生活在一起。
He said just going to the seminary to study is not enough. He wants to live with them.
是个平行的属灵跟这个实际的智慧要配合起来。
So this, and the knowledge, and the life must go in parallel.
所以这个是非常好。以后我们再看到说哎他们有这样受训那另外一个弟兄兴起来你怎么办呢哎我就看到吴勇长老了。
As I see their experience, I also look at other examples like a 吴勇长老。
他兴起神所重用的，在神迹其实他自己亲历，他现在已经成为一个北美中间叫做福音砍船的这个先导者。
And he was the forerunner to preach the gospel.
是海外宣道。
Over
所以是个长老，他兴起建立教会。另外一个，我们就看寇世元。他是成为监督
and Bishop Kou Shi Yuan
他成为基督之家在这里已经很多了
and there are many and he built many churches
我们看到江守道弟兄陈锡珍弟兄
and we also know about Brother 江守道 and 陈锡珍 their ministry
他们有他 ministry 的方法
and they have their own unique ways
我们都受他的教导得到益处
we all benefit from their teachings
我们再看到我们本堂的冯牧师
We can also look at our pastor, Bong.
这都是我们这个叫做环绕在我们中间的这些属灵领袖在那边围看呢在那边帮助我们
All these spiritual leaders and witnesses surround us like clouds.
我们怎么样来做这件事情
and how we should move forward.
我是觉得说应该实际的我们祷告再祷告再祷告，以致我们的脚中是合一的，我们的灵是贯通的。我们在这里面合而为一的时候，神无论他是拣选怎么样，我们这里已经预备好来接受一个工人，来接受一个童工，他能够在我们这个地方能够一起来配搭服侍。
My vision is that first thing we should pray, first thing we should pray.Secondly, we should pray and we need to keep on praying so that we are ready. So when God's minister is revealed, we are ready to work with him.
请问我们领受了福音以后的好处我们有没有把它奉献出来
We have received the benefit of gospel.
神在我们教会里面做工
God is working in our church.
我们召集一次说我们早上七点钟就在这里到九点半我们有个款传福音的祷告会
We know that every month, the first Saturday morning, we have a special prayer meeting for the mission ministry.
34个人
And 34 people showed up.
又有负担
And they have the burden to pray.
我们说我们在同工领导的里面的这小组里面要拿出前面半个钟头来为这些事情祷告
And we also have a 30 minutes prayer time for the leadership group.Pray for the church.
我们有没有在家里说主啊我真的说我愿意做为这个工人来负担来做这个事情
let's ask ourselves do we pray for this at home
Warren Beatty 是不是啊
Warren
那个这个是有目标的这个教会的标杆制目标这位
Rick Warren
就是你如果有感动你就是这个负责人。 你要兴起做什么，你就是这个负责人，你就是那个小牧师，你感动什么，我要请这个，那你就是组织一个小组，你就来为这些事情祷告。
He said that if you're moved by the Spirit already, then you should take responsibility and you should take leadership and form a prayer group maybe.
我们在这里看见我们有个很重要的事情在这里。
So we must look at a very critical matter.
保罗说，
and Paul said,
如果我到你们中间来，看到你们没有悔改的时候，不是我心中所想望的时候，我将要怎么样来处置你们呢？
And Paul asked the Corinthians, if I came to you and I saw that you did not repent as I hoped, what should I do with you?
哎，工人请来的，他要前面也要看看你们教会怎么样情况呢？
So now if a minister came, he wants to look at the church.
什么体制啊？
The spiritual situation.
怎么能不能合适我啊？
The organization, does that fit him?
普通我们经验里面两年的工人请来，头两年他根本没有办法实际的，除了讲他那个讲，其他都是配合到你们中间来去访问，跟你们中间沟通。
Oftentimes a new minister came in his first 2 years, he cannot do much other than preaching on the podium.
第三年
familiar with the...
他可能显出配搭的那个容美出来。
So the only after that, the beauty of the co-working can be revealed.
Yes. 那个东西保罗就讲，我现在看了你们，我看了没有办法了。感谢神。
But Paul said, when I looked at you, I felt hopeless, but thanks to God.
保罗在这一方面呢，他人际的关系跟运作是非常紧密的。
Paul is very careful in treating these relationships.
教会的危机。
The crisis in the church.
写信哥林多前书去说你们有这样不对，我要个怎么办？
He wrote a letter immediately to the Corinthians and says, you have all these wrongdoings.
没有关系，不够，还要派提摩太去。
And he also sent Timothy.
第二封信的时候要写的时候，里面写的更严重，因为他们反应不太对劲。
And on the second letter, he was harsher because their reaction was not proper.
没有什么悔改。
They did not repent.
教会里面领袖有淫乱的还没悔改。
Even the church leaders have.
保罗甚至都把他赶出去。
Paul said, drive him away.
你们没有行动。
You did not take action.
这样子怎么这个杂乱中间怎么能够成为神的家呢？
How can we have such chaos in the house of God?
神的家是一个圣洁的家。
For his house is a holy one.
我已经把你们许配给主耶稣基督，像童贞女一样。
I have committed you to Jesus Christ, just like virgin.
我是用宝血把你们买回来的。
Jesus Christ bought you with his precious blood.
所以我们要圣洁，像神的圣洁一样。
So we shall be holy, just like God is holy.
耶稣基督也做过一件很积极的事情，就是接近圣殿。
And even we know that even our Lord, He has cleansed the temple.
两次到圣殿的时候，里面有买卖、卖鸽子的，有换钱的。主耶稣拿着绳子起来做个鞭，把他们赶出去。
And he drove those people doing business in the temple twice in his ministry.
这里要成为一个祷告的殿。
And this temple is a temple.
你们把它变成贼窝。
You've turned into a den of thieves.
变成 supermarket 在那边叭叭叭吵。
It's just like a noisy supermarket.
我恨不得你们每一个人进前到神的面前来，向他祷告。
I desire every one of you be tithed and come to God to pray.
愿男人举起他的双手来祷告。
The man raise his hand to pray.
愿我们的殿成为我们常常说祷告的殿。
And may this temple be a temple of prayer.
成为一个金灯台。
A golden light stand.
到这里照耀 Overland Park 地区的人。
So that the light can be seen in the region of in this region.
保罗的心是这样子的脾气，我是像父母一样的告诉你们。
So Paul said, I'm speaking to you like parents.
感谢神，提多来的时候他们悔改了。
And praise the Lord when he sent Titus, they finally repented.
神就做工在里面。
God was working among them.
我就是举例，就想说，如果我们想望的别人来看我们不顺眼，你看他保罗也不顺眼，这工人也不顺眼，那怎么办呢？这工人怎么办？
And I was thinking if we're picky about these other people, we're picky about the minister and other people, and what should we do?
我刚刚上个礼拜到纽约去。
I went to New York last week.
看到陈锡珍, 我特地去超教会参加敬拜。
I took time to go to Brother Chen Xizhen's church to worship.
我很喜乐。
And I had great joy.
甚至他的短歌, 英文短诗, 漂亮得不得了。
Even the inspiration time, it's a beautiful moment.
杯柄的时候, 背过来, 用瓢摇过去。
In the Lord's temple, during the Lord's table, they're breaking the bread.
这是都很像我们这个地方。It's
so similar to what we, how we worship here.
在这个亭子中间的 break time的时候,
during the break time,
下面是交通见证啊，给我们一样。
There's a break time between the testimony.
他跟师母上来跟握手。他跟师母一起上来跟握手。
Oh, and he went to shake my hands together with his wife.
因为在那里有介绍新朋友，他说我们中间有一个叫做陈一飞的，就是Vera.
And they have welcomed the new friends. One of them was from here. Vera.
高高的, 在 Park University 刚刚去了, 第一个转起来, 我说感谢上帝, 我有一个同伴, 我说我这个, 我原来的哥哥, 二哥都在那边, 我们第二个是转起来接受的。
And Vera, she was studying in Park University here not long ago, and I saw her there.
她知道就是神的家在哪里。
She knows where House of God is.
因为我相信你教会, 我们这里有很多的人, 我们都需要有神的陪子, 你到哪里去的时候, 你愿意到神的家去。
And we know that many of us here, God is cultivating us. And when you go to other places, you also know where to find the house of God.
我中间我就跟他提了一句话, 我们也可能找, 我们可能是在寻找全时间工人。
And I mentioned that we are seeking full-time minister.
他说, 想, 哦, 如果有感动被呼召的人, 第一步踏出来, 不容易。
He said, well, even those who are called by God to come out and serve Him full time, it's not the first step. It's very difficult.
也是容易，比较容易。
But it can also be easy.
但第二步在走的时候。
Oh, okay. If you take it, then the following step will be much easier.
No. More difficult.
Oh, sorry. More difficult.
可以，那时候，哎呀，第一步有时候奉献出来的，保罗是这样子奉献。 到最后的他成为形象自己，我就讲这些事情，就是我们在主里面有一些话，我们的心的话可以沟通的。我没有深入沟通，我就讲的，我们就走了。I
did not say much, but I just want to say that we can share these burden in the body of Christ.
时间很快就过去了。
And time really flies.
第二个，我就听到另外一个弟兄，我们很亲密的告诉我讲，另外一个教会里面已经第三次在请工人了。
Another example I heard from the church that they're seeking a full-time minister for the third time.
哎，合同签三年的。
And they signed a contract for 3 years.
也从美洲南美洲上来。
Someone came from South America.
来了以后，他讲台只唱一个月唱一次。
He only preach on the podium once a month.
两个。 长老站两，一个人站一次。
And there are two elders, they need to preach once a month.
另外一个交通摆饼呢，也是一次。
And then there's testimony and Lord's table that takes another Sunday.
工人请来的时候有两种耶稣讲啊，不是耶稣也讲了，是的，一种工人的话就是请来的喂养羊群，羊群如果看了瘦小他也不管，强盗来了他就跑掉了。
Some ministers are just like hired hands. They're not caring for the flocks if they're hungry or if the thief came.
主就说我是为羊舍命的主人。
And the Lord said, I am the shepherd who put down my life for you.
我不是批评，我就说听实实就讲说，三年到了。 And
I'm not trying to criticize anyone, but as this, the end of the third year came,
他会要回去了。He's
determined to leave.
讲台上非常谢谢各位的合作，这样子爱护我，特别两位长老非常的好，我感谢他们。And
he said thank you for supporting me and helping me during the last 3 years.
薪金要交一个月3000块。
And he received 3,000 dollars from the church.
住在教会里面。
And also the lodging.
太太没有来。
His wife didn't come with him.
第二年生病了，回去六个月。
When he got sick, he returned for 6 months.
No, his
so
wife.
When she got sick, she returned for 6 months.
Yeah, his wife. 她回去看了六个月，照样薪水给。里面的同工就开始讲话。
And then they're murmuring about the coworkers.
探访也没有做。
And there's no event, not much.
他的弟兄说，探访组中间你们不是有探访组，你们可以做啊，我是传道啊，祷告为念啊。
He said there's already a group for visitation, so that you can do yourself. I don't have to do that. I'm just preaching.
同工里面就讲，长老你应该讲话。
And,
主啊，求你不要叫我做这些毁谤的话。
I don't want to speak more about these things.
就说你看有契约有合同的时候，就把这些东西绑住了，你必须要做到三年才走。
You see, when there's a contract, it actually is more binding. A lot of things disappear.
我就告诉自己说，这是神对我的警醒。
And this is the alarm that God sent me.
求主在神的面前，我们多多为这些事情祷告。
We are urged to, by God to pray for this matter.
时间到了，我就是结束我要讲的。
And I have to stop here.
我刚刚就讲到，我们中间兴起的有一位就是弟兄，从五号到国内到深圳去的时候，他神呼召他，他的看见就是这样，他就站起来就走了。
As you know, God called one brother among us, Brother Wu Hao, to serve in China, and he went.
站讲台主持婚礼，最近也看见寿喜都做。
And he's serving in many different.
主给他这种权柄。
And God gave him the responsibility.
主给他这种知识。
And the ministry.
如果你在呼召的时间，你觉得我感觉不够，像加亮一家到达拉去受神学院训练。
For some were called, but they felt. They're still lacking, like Brother Jia Liang's family. They went to a Dallas seminary.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们中间有人起来的时候。
God raised someone up from among us.
愿我们的心是与他一样的。
May our heart be like his heart.
为他祷告。
Pray for him.
保罗把他所有的工作的成绩都拿出来给他看，还是没有得到人的同情。
Paul mentioned all these things that he labored hard in the Lord, but he did not get much sympathy.
求神自己动工。
May the Lord work in our heart.
住在每一个人的心里面。
He dwelled in the heart of every one of us.
让我们在他里面一起来祷告。
So that we pray in harmony.
主把这些福气赐给我们教会。
May the Lord bless our church.
如果你退后。
If you fall back.
我们要起来往前再进，一起。
Stand up and follow him.
时间到
了。
我在讲第一个，保罗就讲说，我们不要徒受神的恩典。
And I want to just summarize again: Do not receive God's grace in vain.
把神的这个救恩扣住。
Do not withhold His grace.
照着神给我们的爱心来。做传道的功夫。
With the love God gives to us, preach His gospel.
第二点，他说在各样事情上面表明他是神的用人。
Second, be command as God's servant in every way.
我用这句话转过来，我们在各种方面，我们做基督徒的要表现我们是一个基督耶稣基督的门徒。
In our own application, so in every way, we must manifest we are the disciple of Jesus Christ.
把基督的香气表明出来。
So that we can acquire the fragrance of Jesus Christ.
第三点，保罗劝他们，你们要分别为圣。
Lastly, separate yourself from the world.
圣洁不圣洁不能相比，信与不信不能相比，你们要从中间出来，分别出来。
Holiness cannot have anything in common with the wickedness. You must separate yourself.
神做工在一个合而为一和谐，而且愿意真正为主牺牲摆上的人。
God will definitely work in a harmonious church that is willing to sacrifice everything for Him.
最后，我们看看保罗到最后最后的时候，他讲些什么话。
And finally, let's see what Paul said.
我翻到最后第十三章的时候。这边讲话。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
第十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
他说末还有末了的话，愿弟兄们都喜乐，要做完全人，要受安慰，要同心合意，彼此和睦。如此仁爱和平的神常与你们同在。
Paul said, finally, brothers, goodbye.
一同神喜悦的心，我们自己都没有喜乐，神怎么能够喜乐？
Aim for perfection, listen to my appeal, be of one mind, live in peace, and God of love and peace will be with you.
你们彼此亲嘴问安，彼此务要圣洁。
Greet one another with holy kiss, all the saints send.
我要用保罗所祝福的话祝福在我们当中。
I would like to use Paul's words of benediction to ask God to bless us.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠，上帝的慈爱，圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在。
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
愿荣耀归给神。
May glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 好，我们大家一同起立，我们唱诗六百。